Hello, and welcome to 15 Minutes of Game, an improvised podcast about improv, because the internet needed another one. I'm Matt.
And I'm Brian, and Matt and I are both performers and teachers with the CT Comedy Theater in Hartford, Connecticut.
And we're going to try and explain improv comedy concepts to you in like 15 minutes or less.
From the moment our podcast starts, which means the clock is already running.
Because if we can't explain something in 15 minutes, we'll never be able to explain it at all.
So here's the rules of our podcast, folks. Matt and I both know the concept or idea that we're going to discuss, but we have not spoken about it to each other yet. So there's a chance we'll totally disagree or mess up.
So sit back for the next 14 minutes and 17 seconds while we discuss the form, the Evente.
Mm-hmm.
So the Evente is, spoiler alert, one of my favorite forms. It actually might be my favorite form. And it's one of the forms that I have taught that you haven't. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. I didn't feel the need to teach it. I thought it was beneath me.
That's fair. No, that's totally fair. The Evente is a form. I guess we should probably explain what the form is.
Sure.
And then we can talk about why we like it. We are. We've sort of failed at recording podcasts for about a month and a half. It's
Evente.
Summer.
Explain Evente. The form.
So an Evente starts out with an event. So you have like, you get a word from the audience and then you create an event. And you're trying to have a bunch of different characters show up in the event. So you don't all want to be the same person.
Like what type of event? Like, what does that mean?
So you can have, any sort of event. You can have like, the day that I failed my driver's license,
mm-hmm.
And you can like have a bunch of characters in the DMV where, somebody is crying about crashing their car. You know, somebody's like the bored person in line. Somebody's the driver's ed teacher, you know, a disappointed parent.
So the event does have some impact on character choices players coming into the scene.
Yes.
Cool.
But you also, the character choices also have an impact on the event and what happens in the event.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get the word of crash and somebody steps out as a pilot, you're not going to be, the next person's not going to make it a car crash. You know, it's going to be a plane crash. So you have any event. You could have a wedding be the event. You know, something where a lot of people might be is usually a good choice, mm-hmm. especially if you have a lot of people on your team, just because it's harder to shoehorn in a bunch of people into, like, a two-person's bedroom.
Yeah, telephone booth, like, whatever.
Yeah, it's, you know, you want to pick a pretty reasonable-seeming event.
Cool.
So then the first scene in the show is that event. You want to play it out. And you want to remember what happens in the scene. Because the last scene in the show, which we'll get to eventually, is a repetition of the first scene of the show. So after the first scene, after the event, then you have a bunch of character game scenes. Three specifically. You want to see different characters you want to focus on a different character in each of the scenes, mm-hmm. so that you can figure out what makes these people tick.
And then those scenes, some of these questions are actually because I'm rusty. And I do.
Sure.
Teasing me. I love the event. And the team that Matt was coaching was one of my favorite teams. And I was always jealous. I wanted to be in their shows. it's true. So let's use your example. I love the premise of someone who failed the driver's test. Like, that's really relatable. So let's say that then they have the event, whatever that is, and then we could see a scene of the driver's instructor and someone from the event, or can you bring in like a new character, like the driver instructor mentor or something that we did not see?
Yeah, you can.
You know what I mean? I did a terrible job.
Yeah, you can absolutely. You can absolutely bring in characters that you haven't seen in the event for the character games. Mm-hmm. So like, if the game that the driver's instructor is playing is that he's you know, he's like the mentor, he's the coach. That's, you know, like a driving instructor might be, but like really heightened in the event scene, like, you know, doling out wisdom, giving life advice and not just teaching you to drive. Maybe we see this person in a past job that they've had where they're doling out advice, or maybe we see them like talking to their daughter's fiance about like how to treat her as a person after they get married, and like doling out life advice, something like, you know, on game but bigger, to really like figure out what's going on with the person, with this character, and what their game is.
Got it. And you said there's three of those?
Yeah, there's three main ones of those. So you want to get, you want to really get to know three characters. And the way that you pick them is somebody decides, somebody in your team decides who they want to play with. Like which character game they want to play. There's no like formula. It's not like this person was the main character, so we have to see their game, or this person had the least to say in the main scene, so we have to see their game. It's just like, oh, that guy had a really fun game, I want to play with them. Or, oh, that her character game was so cool, I want to see it more. And that's how you do those three scenes.
Cool.
And only and then,
three? I'm trying to remember. Only three scenes?
Yeah, you do three character scenes. And okay. Then you do two world-building scenes.
Ah, okay. That's right. I remember there being more.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call them. Sandwich
scenes. Yeah, they're like
between the bread.
They're like, yeah, it's the lettuce and tomato of the evente.
What a sandwich you're making here! the Matt Francis special, lettuce, tomato. That's it.
Yep. It's, well, the three character scenes are your proteins and your avocado and whatever. I don't know. Still I lost gross. The thread.
Go ahead. World building scenes.
So then you have two world-building scenes, or like, or more narrative moves. So in the character scenes, you want to play the characters' games. You don't really want to play, like, you don't want to tell their story. You want to play the characters' games.
Right.
And in the narrative scenes or the world-building scenes, you want to sort of like figure out how we got into the event. I'm doing a lot of hand gestures, which is great for a podcast. But you want to really,
if we
like
put this on YouTube, I think somehow we'd end up with less listeners.
Probably. so you, in the narrative scenes, you want to sort of figure out how you're getting there, like how you're getting to the event, and like what, how these people are all like interacting, sort of like your third beats of a herald. Uh-huh. In that you want to sort of tie the story together, in a certain way. And you do two of those, so you can, that's also a really good opportunity to see some of the characters who didn't get focused on during the character games.
Now, are those world building narrative scenes on a particular timeline? Like, are they almost like Tarantino, like prior to the event? So you see how they got there?
Generally,
typically,
yeah.
Typically, I know there's no rules, but there's trends.
Yeah. Generally, they're earlier, because then you do the event, and you want to replay the event, and you want to see how all, you want to try and be very close to what the first scene was, but you also want to include the new information that you gathered. So if there's like if there's a character who's really boring in the first scene, but you find out something really fun about them during the character games, drop the boring shit and just use the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Hit the same beats of the first scene, but like make it fun. Like nobody's going to remember. Nobody's grading you on how well you remember the first scene. People are like, oh, I want to see this show be fun.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then there is a way to play Evente that has like what happens after the event, and you can see the fallout. That's not the way that I have played it typically, but there is a way that you do that, and you see like 10 or 20 years later and you see the fallout of the event, not necessarily like a anniversary of the event, but like, you see the person who failed their driver's license test is still walking everywhere and doesn't have a car.
And sad. Very sad.
Yeah. The disappointed mom is still disappointed, but for a different reason, that sort of thing.
Cool.
Make sense?
Sure. I actually didn't know the two. I knew, of course, there's the middle scenes, and I knew it expanded on stuff you discovered in scene one, we'll call it. I didn't know it was character than world building. I should have. Yeah. Shows you how much I was paying attention. I was too busy plotting my way of getting on that team.
Well, I mean, also, you know, if something's more fun, do that.
Yeah, that's like, always the rule. For sure.
If you're doing a character building scene and it starts turning into a narrative scene, you're figuring out like how you got into it, then lean into that.
So I'm going to dig into, with our time left, that first scene, because that does feel critical. Mm-hmm. Not that you can't recover from a bit of a dud, but what makes a good, and good doesn't mean funny, right? But what makes a useful or effective scene one? Now, you've mentioned a place with a lot, or an event with a number of people.
Yes.
Cool.
So emotional stakes are important, because that gives a lot of you know, heightening opportunities within the character games. This is one of the times where your character can change in a scene and it feels good in improv. So like, you don't have to see the whole journey, you can just see like somebody change their mind. Something big happening, you know, a reason that this scene is important in these characters' lives is good. I mean, you know, all the stuff that makes improv good. But the thing that I like to try and make sure happens is get at least a little nugget of every character's backstory in scene one. Have to be big. It just, you know, a little piece, and that gives you something to pull from for the second set of scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the old history philosophy thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What in your history is causing you to behave this way, or what is your philosophy belief causing you to behave this way?
Yeah. So why were you so jealous of the team that did the Evente?
It was stacked, first of all. I mean, that team was really good.
Mystery Search is really good.
Yeah. But I think what I liked about this form is I do love, one, stakes. And then in the event, you can kind of see the result, the impact. Like, even though you're replaying the event, you're not. Like, you're heightening the thing you learned in the other scenes.
Yeah.
So, for example, like if the driver instructor in scene one, and then you find out through one of the world building, he's like this weird sage-like wizard. Like, that second one, it would be, I would definitely be sitting like cross-legged, lighting incense in the car, you know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think because you get to revisit, it's almost like you could punch up your first scene and play it again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's very much like sketch writing in that.
Yeah, because you get a second. Is. Yeah, that's what you get a second chance. I mean, how many times do you walk off stage, even on a good show, like, oh, I want that one back. I want that one scene back.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of get that chance here.
Yeah.
I think that's why. And I do love, I'd love to see where this goes. And you can actually see that.
Yes.
I love history philosophy. That's probably the short answer.
Mm-hmm. I think that Evente is my favorite form because it allows you to play game really hard. It forces you to build characters really quickly, like strong characters really quickly. It forces you to make narrative moves and tell a story. And it forces you to make
connections. Oh, not narrative moves. Boo. Hiss.
Yeah. You can play game and narrative at the same time, baby. And it's important to.
For those who were listening, Matt's wearing a pinstripe suit with a giant hat and a feather. Chomping on a very oversized cigar. So
Forget about my pocket watch.
How could I? It's huge and shiny. What could cause a first scene to make it more challenging? You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're like taking a test or something and everybody is just sitting down.
a silent scene. Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, a silent scene would be tough. A scene where everybody's just fighting would be really hard.
Time.
Those are both examples.
Yeah. Well, that's easy. As long as you don't do those two scenes, you're going to have a perfectly successful event.
Those two specific scenes.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to, if you want to get started, I highly recommend someone fails a driver's test. That is a really meaty premise, though, because that can go so many places.
Uh-huh.
Most of us have been through that, like that pressure.
Yeah.
When I took driver's ed.
That's another thing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I took driver's ed, when it was the day for the test, there was two classes going on. It was like a private school, not private school, you know, a private place. Chet's driving school, Danbury, Connecticut.
Brian had to wear a monocle to his driver's ed.
Yeah, and I'm wearing it now. Yeah, my license is corrective lenses, one.
Yep, singular.
So stupid. Anyway, so there's two classes going on in parallel, but for the test, we're all there together. And our teacher said in the other class, there was this woman who was taking the test for her sixth time.
That's so many tests.
So first of all, you would think like that's very dangerous. But then we come to realize it's an amazing story. English was her second language, so she struggled with the written test. And then you can just imagine nerves and all that. And I remember this guy in my class, Chris Burns, said, if she passes, I am sprinting to that car and hugging her. And we all knew she passed because we looked over and there was like this 6'2", like football player hugging this one woman, cheering. She was crying. It was a wonderful moment.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was. It was really, like, we got to see her pass.
Yeah. I love that. You took the test in the class? You didn't have to go to the, like, DMV?
No. I didn't do driver's ed, like, in my high school. There was, like, a class. You take, like, six classes and some driving practice. And then the written test was in the school, and then two people from the DMV. They must be like certified test givers.
Gotcha.
You take it from there. So,
cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, thanks for coming to Driver's Ed Talk with Brian and Matt.
It's our next podcast. I wouldn't even know where to start with the written exam.
I have no idea. I think I would still pass it.
Where do you turn your wheels when you're parking on a hill? I don't remember that.
Oh, I drove standard for years and years and years.
All right.
Show off. You turn it towards the curb.
Listen, enjoy your tomato and lettuce sandwich, all right?
Yep.
Gross.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
The meat is the bun.
Cool. But I do, I love watching Evente. I would have liked to take in the class. Maybe next time.
Maybe.
I'll dial in.
Yeah. Smart. Cool. Well, that was why we like the Evente and what the Evente is. Thanks for listening. Do all the podcast things, rate, comment, review,
tell your friends.
I don't know if that's a thing.
Apparently people listen. Oh, yeah. Matt told a couple of people we know are listening. So if they told others, that would be cool. We have a very, very deep back catalog. So enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got a few more episodes coming out this season. We have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We've got a, Twitter account technically.
Kinda.
Not really. It's very inactive. We're on all of the podcast platforms, but you already know that because you're listening to this.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right. That's all I got.
Cool. Well, until next time, we cover another form. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.